I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shovels at 6:45, but right now, the Ravens released a statement about the Justin Tucker release, and some people have taken exception to it. This is a statement from Eric DaCosta. Sometimes football decisions are incredibly difficult, and this is one of those instances. Considering our current roster, we have made the tough decision to release Justin Tucker. Justin created many significant and unforgettable moments in Ravens history. His reliability, focus, drive, resilience, and extraordinary talent made him one of the league's best kickers for over a decade. We are grateful for Justin's many contributions while playing for the Ravens. We sincerely wish him and his family the very best in the next chapter of their lives. You got a problem with that, Jeremy?
I personally don't. I think they're trying to word it to cover all of their bases, but I fully expected this to happen. I was wondering why it was taking so long, and it's going to be a post-June 1st cut as well. Right. So, I have the financials for that if you guys want to get into that at all. But, like, again,
you're saving $4.2 million in cap.
Yeah, I mean, because he wasn't owed anything else except the bonuses that he'd already hit. You know what I mean? Like, so there was no, like, signing bonus money left over or anything like that. When you hit your bonuses, the escalators that go in, you got to get paid that, and that, of course, affects the cap as well.
Yeah, you got a problem with that statement?
No, this is with him. This is just one of those things. We all knew this was coming. We assumed this was coming. I mean, because when we're out, we get asked the same questions, I'm sure. And people always, what do you think happens to Tucker? I said, he's gone. He's got to be gone. And then it happened. So that's like, okay. I
mean, it was a matter of time.
It was just a matter of time. Was anybody, anybody surprised by this? No. He was next to last in the league last year in field accuracy. Field goals made.
And he's the most accurate kicker of all time. How crazy is that?
Like, yeah, I know. But just a fact.
So if the off-the-field things don't come out, do they still release him?
I'll release him, but they'd be looking for a new kicker.
I think if the off-the-field things don't come out, he's in a competition in camp.
That's what I mean. I
agree with
he's
that.
He's not released now.
No.
No. So this is not, it is a football decision, football business decision. Now, Joe, you took exception to the release, am I right?
Not from a personal standpoint. I'm just saying you've opened yourself up to criticism for no reason. Just say you released him. You don't have to say that it was a football decision. You don't have to say it was because of the investigation. Just say we've released kicker Justin Tucker.
You don't like the considering our current roster, we made the tough decision to release Justin Tucker part.
Yeah, I mean they can spin it all they want, but it is like the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Just some of the other things that people have said. Myron Medcalf from ESPN. Did Justin Tucker write this? Mina Kimes. Was this tone necessary? Jared Durbin from CBS Sports. The Ravens want to make very sure that you know they're not actually sticking to their self-professed organizational zero-tolerance policy, and they're only releasing Justin Tucker because he sucked last year.
I'm telling you this. The Ravens have taken a national beating, Joe, over the whole zero-tolerance thing. The last week since the draft, they have taken a beating over this whole zero-tolerance thing.
Yeah, and that's what happens when you say things like that, because things happen in life, and things that, you know, are kind of gray, and this is not how gray this was, but things happen, and there's an accusation made sometime down the road. You put yourself in a box.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what happened here. So, look, this is no surprise. He wasn't playing well, probably had a lot to do with what's going on in his head. So, yeah.
That made it easier. It made it easier.
Yeah, it made it easier. But everybody knew this was coming. I mean, everybody. So, like, no one's surprised. It's time to move on. And to support Joe's point, I've had to release a lot of people in my career. And the way I would word it was almost very similar to them. I never gave them a reason because you can't. by the attorneys would murder you.
It would. The legal team would
kill you because all you have to say is we're moving in another direction. Thank you for your service, and you know, and you give them choices, and they can whatever. But it never point to something because they will use that. You know, because there's a lawsuit coming, they're going to use that. If you give them the ammunition, your legal team's going to murder you.
Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, sir.
Good morning,
man. Woke up to the sad news, man. You know, I haven't felt like this since February 27th, 2003, you know, when the Cowboys released Emmitt Smith. So, you know, that's one of my favorite Cowboy players. Justin Tucker was one of my favorite players in the Ravens, and I'm going to miss him, man. But I understand at the end of the day, it's just a business. And the guy, like I say, he was next to last and kicking last year. So, with these allegations, but I'm just glad I got a chance to meet him his last game doing in Buffalo. You know, he stopped and talked to me and Dustin, took a picture with us at the hotel lobby.
Sounds like you're lobbying Buffalo, for him to go on the road with you now when you guys go out. Like,
I love that. I mean, to be clear, these allegations up, man. I mean, other than that, man, I love to hang out with the guy, though. You know, whatever's going on, you know, because I don't need that type of negative stuff around me right now, you know. Can't point my reputation.
I mean, you'd be like willing to pick up
your
trash
reputation.
Yeah, what is
your reputation? You know what, man? I'm gonna leave you alone, Sean. I'm gonna just leave that. I'm gonna leave that to off the air, man. Some things should be left off there.
Talk about his rep.
So I'm gonna leave it off air. All right. Am I soulless?
Yes.
Because I feel no kind of way about this. I don't feel anything.
Well,
I don't.
I'm with you. It's funny. I don't either. I think because it's coming. It's just like it's been coming for a long time. You just waited for, okay, here it is. And okay.
You said it has or he has?
Both.
Okay, sorry.
Jay and Tillman Allen, help me out. What's up, Jay?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good Listen, morning. I think the Ravens did the right thing for the betterment of the team because here's the bottom line is if you got conflicts with people trying to sue you for whatever and there was not one but 16 or more, the thing is he's got that on his mind. Last year you could see it in his you know stats as far as kicking accurate field goals. The other thing is, and the main thing is, if he was to stay on the team in the locker room this year coming up, is there going to be a conflict of interest with the players and him, or like when he goes out to kick it, well, has he got that on his mind? Is he going to make it? What are we going to do? We're busting our butts to get him in field goal position, and he's got so much on his mind. Is he going to help us by making it? So there's a good thing by him being released and picking up the new guy.
Let me ask you this, too. I'm just throwing this up to the group. Like, Justin Tucker getting released, isn't that the better option if you're going to bring in Loop and you don't want something looming over his head? Like, what happens if Tucker comes in and he's just making everything? Like, he looks like old Tucker, and then now you're waiting for the NFL to tell you if he's suspended. Now you have that looming over his head. Oh, is Tucker coming back? Like, you spent a draft pick on this kicker. I think you want to see what he can do.
Well, he has some competition. Who's the guy they brought in,
Joe? Wyoming kicker, John Hoyland.
Yeah. Oh.
He was 13 for 20 last year
at
Wyoming.
You didn't say John Hoyland was
here.
Yes,
one John Hoyland.